Our dear friend, Holly Schaffner from Honor Flight San Diego, among many things, this woman never stops.
I know.
Is with us today to specifically speak about one of our favorite things ever, Honor Flight San Diego. Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
And Holly, I know that you have an Honor Flight. It's leaving on Friday. And, you know, we're hoping that you came here to ask us, you know, something special.
Maybe you're here for a reason. I don't know.
We could have the honor of doing something for you.
Something we've done before. I'm very proud to have done. I don't know.
Well, it always comes down to this, like, last couple days, and we do need a little bit of help, so I need one guardian for Friday to go on the honor flight. You guys are both great guardians, and, you know, but we're gonna have to have a fair way to settle this.
Okay.
Arm wrestle.
Oh, I like it. Arm wrestling.
Not you. You beat me. But Tammy, I think I can take her. Although she has been working out.
Yeah. Now, I think that we should play a little game here. I think it should be Holly's College of Honor Flight Knowledge to see who the better guardian is.
Okay, I see what you did there. Look at listening to the show and incorporating it.
Well, you know, Honor Flight San Diego loves John and Tammy, and we love KSON Radio, so all of us listen every single day. You know, Tam, you never get to go first, so I think that you need to kick John out of the studio.
All right, John.
Yes.
Get out of the studio.
I sure will.
I love it.
You're going down. Don't pack your bags for Washington.
So five short questions, and we're going to see who is going to be the better guardian.
Okay.
We'll just test your knowledge there, Tam, and, and we'll see how this goes. So I want you to name one thing that you're responsible for as a guardian.
Definitely the safety of our veteran and making sure that they're drinking their water.
Absolutely. Okay, that's one. Two, when you're pushing a veteran in a wheelchair and you come up to a curb, do you go forward or backward over the curb?
Backward, so they don't tip out of the chair.
Okay. At Arlington National Cemetery's Changing of the Guard ceremony, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, do you allow your veteran to go up on the marble steps to watch the ceremony? And the answers are yes, no, or only if the tomb guard says it's okay.
100% no.
Number four, what is one question you can ask your veteran to get a conversation going about his or her military service?
Tell me about one of your favorite times serving your country.
Great. And last, what is the most important part of this trip?
For the veterans to not only see the memorials for them, but to feel that they were honored.
Great. Okay, let's call John back in.
John?
John, you have some tough competition today, and you know, I don't know how this is going to go. I hope that you studied for the quiz.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz till just now, but so tell me, she did 5 out of 5?
She did. She did 5 out of 5. Mm. So,
Shock.
Pressure's on, John.
Okay.
So here's the first question. Name one thing that you're responsible for as a guardian.
It's a simple thing, but it's also very important. Before you give them their bottle of water, because they have to be hydrated, you loosen the cap for them.
Great. All right. Tam got that one right as well. All right, score is 1-1. When pushing a veteran in a wheelchair and you approach a curb, do you go forward or backwards over the curb?
You go forward if that's the wrong way to do it. Backwards is the correct answer.
Oh, wow.
He almost tricked us there.
Yep,
Tam got that one right, too.
I was ready to buzz him.
2-2. At Arlington National Cemetery's Changing of the Guard ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, do you allow your veteran to go on the marble steps to watch the ceremony? The answers are yes, no, or only if the tomb guard says it's okay.
The answer is a stern and resounding no.
Good job. All right.
Those steps can be very slippery.
They can be very slippery, especially first thing in the morning.
Our number one job is taking care of our veteran.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, 3-3.
You don't need to do suck-up things, John. There's no brownie point.
All right, John, next question. What is one question that you can ask your veteran to get a conversation going about his or her military service?
This is the easiest thing for me because I always do this because I'm fascinated by it. It's what they ate. What was their favorite meal in the military?
All right, that's awesome. 4-4. Uh-oh. Down to the last question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important part of this trip?
Safety. Safety of our guardian, of our veterans, our heroes, taking care of them. The only job we have. I believe I answered that 2 questions ago, Holly.
Well, what do you think you get, bonus points or what?
I think I do. So... Oh, no, wait a second. Now it's 5 out of 5. Uh-huh. So, and I'll... What are you
going to
do?
You know, it's 5 out of 5 on you both. It's a tie, and we've never had this on Holly's College of Honor Flight Knowledge, so...
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. So, I'm not sure what we're going to do here, but you know what? I am the vice chairman of Honor Flight San Diego, and I get to make executive decisions, so...
Say it! Come on!
John,
say it!
John.
Pack your bags! You're both going on the honor flight this weekend.
Oh, my God. That's so... Really? Yeah. We've never got to go together. Well, now I feel like an absolute tool for saying John, John, John. I meant both, both, both.
Yeah. Oh, it's all about John.
My partner, too. She's as important.
Oh, my
Holly,
gosh.
That is so awesome.
Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You.
You guys will both go on the honor flight this weekend. You're both going to have incredible veterans to be guardians for. And, you know, we only ask the best guardians to come back and do it again. So you guys done a fabulous job for us. And I can't believe you both scored 5 out of 5.
Well, you can't.
Thanks, Holly.
Well,
come on.
We are honored to be a part of it. And we really, really thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve our veterans who are going on this trip that they so deserve.
Honor Flight Sandy, 100% publicly funded. So they can't make these trips unless we step up to the plate. We meaning all of us. Okay. HonorFlightSanDiego.org.